This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10. For you and three of your friends, and you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh,
to Applebee's?
If I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question, Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
So okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast.
I want to see Castle!
I wanted to yuck everybody, and I didn't!
Hey.
I'm just killing.
Disgusting.
Okay, bitch, watch this.
I love Bazinga.
Jesus Christ.
Bazinga. Losers, in other words.
Whoa, why don't you want to get in the bathtub?
Bazinga.
It's Sicario.
You got me straight tripping,
bro. Very familiar with, like, Calvinism as a concept.
Clean up on aisle butt.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun, where we're cleaning up every week on aisle butt. I'm Kevin. We're here to have good Christian fun. Do you remember the context of that? I sure don't.
That was recent.
Yeah, it was recent. And right after I said new drop and I delivered. And that's the promise. That's the guarantee.
Oh boy. No, I do not. I am sure something got in someone's butt. That's the best I can do.
And that's what you can count on a good Christian fun. In these uncertain times, you can always count on your favorite neighborhood Christian podcast to talk about butt stuff. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about butt stuff as well as Christian pop culture, music, movies, entertainment made for and made by Christians. And sometimes, like today, pop culture that we wish was Christian or might secretly be. But we're not here to proselytize to you or to make you go to church. By the way, we're here to keep you from going to church. It's not safe. Don't go to church. There's a lot of people out there going to church. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that, please.
Yeah. Do us a fave. Stay at home. Be safe. You can have home church, which if you thought church wasn't cool before, what about church at home? Now that, now we're talking, man. I thought Caroline was pulling out a Bible to preach from the off-screen.
No, I was pulling up notes. There's things I wanted to bring up.
Oh, well, before you bring those things up, shall we introduce our guests so we can make them a part of this?
Yes. Okay.
Well, let's do that right now. Friends and folks, you may know him from his own podcast, The Culture Kings, which I can't forget because he's wearing a t-shirt with the name of the podcast on. He's a friend of the show. Everybody, give it the hell up for Jackie Sneal.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, guys? Hello.
Hey, man.
You know,
Listen, what a journey I've just been on for the past 3 minutes. You know, with the Zoom recordings, you know, sometimes when you play music, you can't hear the music just right. But the clearest thing I heard was clean up an aisle butt, and it just made me feel so at home.
It cut through.
You know? Yeah. It cut through.
That's the thing you want to count on. It's like, you're not going to get all of it, but you will get the best, most important stuff.
And I get what's important.
We're learning how to be more efficient listeners, if not more comprehensive listeners. Like, mm-hmm, we're going to drop mm-hmm. a lot of stuff.
And for all my extended family who maybe just found time to start tuning in on my podcast, that's not me. That's a third host we used to have, and they're gone now.
Yeah. That's not you.
Her name was Coraline, and she has a
disgusting,
freakily similar voice. She is a disgusto, and we did ban her for saying some nasty shit on the air.
She was a deviant.
She was not promoting Christ and his saving power like I am. So.
Like all three of us are and continue to for the rest of our lives. Maybe now more than ever. We need a savior from this.
Yeah.
As soon as the drop said, clean up an aisle butts, Caroline took out the holy oil and splashed the camera screen.
Yeah.
So we're covered. We're covered in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, we're anointed. That's the thing.
We're anointed.
And people are talking about, oh, we need a vaccine. Let's develop a vaccine. Guess what? Jesus is your vaccine.
Yeah, this was clean up on aisle screen.
Mm. Terrific.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
Oh, buddy.
Thank you for being back.
It's been, I think, a full year to the month since you've been on the
show.
Has
it been?
Isn't that wild?
Oh, my gosh.
It feels like less.
Yours was a big show for us, too. So,
it was such a fun episode.
Pivotal, seminal. Oh, yeah. You were on April 3rd, 2019. How wild is that? And here we are.
I wonder what's new with you guys in this past year? How's your year been?
I mean, the last year, I got to say, it was an upward trajectory until very recently.
Yes.
For me, it was just the thriving, success. And then just a little bit of a roadblock in there.
A little bit of a bumpy patch. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Last two months were a little bumpy, but the first 10, beautiful.
Yeah. But honestly, some good moments in these last 2 months. Some nice bits, some great legendary FaceTime calls with friends where it's like, are we going to keep going? Has it been 45 minutes already? Wow. And the time just flies by. Caroline has a look of disgust on her face.
This is a smile.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I was still...
I was burping.
Now, to me, it reminded me of the face you used to make when Coraline would be on the show and say all her nastiness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's taking me back to that moment. I know. Like, what are we doing? So, yeah.
I'm just so glad Coraline was gone before I came. Because, you know, I don't know if I, you know, most people, if you know Jack Keys, you know Jack Keys is a Christian man.
Squeaky clean, man of the people.
Squeaky clean.
Man of the word and the cloth. And what he uses that cloth for is his own personal business.
Jack Keys, what are you sipping over there? What is that?
This is water, and you want to know why?
Not only is it
essential for life, but also... I had a black brunch Zoom yesterday. So it was a bunch of, you know, my very close friends, like the Carl Tarts, the Echo Kellums.
Oh, man.
And we had a brunch yesterday, and I made a picture of margaritas and I drank the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Which was a dear mistake. I was very drunk yesterday. I had to sleep it off. I woke up at night, had a hangover at night. And so today I was like, I'm drinking nothing but water. No more alcohol for me. Because
yeah,
that's
I did notice
Christians
it was
do.
In a kiddie's cup. So it's not like you're it quite is. Committing to a lot of water there.
Hey, this
just
is this
a
is a big
bit.
Cup. I don't know. It's a big cup.
Oh, maybe
cup.
It's just the yeah. It's just the
yeah.
distortion.
Yeah,
of the
that's
screen.
A big
okay,
boy,
that's
a, Caroline.
That's a big
that's
cup.
Angle.
I'm sorry. Excuse
yeah.
me.
This is it one of those. Like this is one of those 32-ounce cups.
Sorry, this is Caroline does like to hydration shame a lot of our guests if they're not drinking enough water.
I get that.
I got mine.
I've poured from my water bottle into this cup before, and it pretty much fills it right up to the top. So.
Dang. Okay.
You know, see, that's a
I
nice.
Stand corrected. I apologize.
That's a nice daily dose of water.
I'm too old to be drinking.
A pitcher?
A picture of Margaret. I don't know what the hell was wrong with me yesterday. I haven't been that stupid in a minute. Cause I don't know.
Were
I'm
they egging
I'm
you
still
on?
Mad.
Were they like
no?
They're saying, please don't take care of yourself.
I probably was the only one drinking.
Which seems messed up
thing,
for a brunch.
Though, is like that even though you've said all you just said about how bad you felt, I'm still kind of like, a pitcher sounds reasonable and good to me right now.
A pitcher.
Don't do it.
That
don't
sounds like
it.
Something I might try to
yeah,
try.
Yeah, Caroline, have your drinking habits changed at all or evolved at all during quarantine times?
Yeah. There's definitely more nights where I'm like, well, why the hell not? And, you know, just pour another one. Where normally I was like, there's a lot of reasons why not to, Caroline. Don't do this today. It's weeknight. You go to work in the morning. And now I'm like, I mean, I'm rolling straight from bed to the laptop every day. So it's like,
And you
kidding,
do roll. You literally roll because you want to. That's what's comfortable.
I haven't
for
gotten
you.
Out of my nightshirt today.
Is that true?
And normally I do a little bit better than that. Today wasn't a good day. The weekend was great, and then today we kind of bottomed out.
Oh, that's okay.
That's fair. I mean, I put this shirt on only because, I mean, I've been mostly half naked today, and I figured you guys wouldn't want to see, you know, just my nips.
That's where you might be hydrated. Wrong, Mr. Neil.
Listen, these nips are being saved for marriage, okay?
Yeah, they're reserved for one woman in covenant context of marriage.
Thank you.
Yes.
What is your living situation, by the way? Are you fully alone or what's the deal?
No, I live with my fiance.
Oh, okay. Thank God. So, yeah. So how is the quarantine affecting that for both better and worse?
It's wild because, it's cool. It's cool. I don't know.
There's
we're
like
good.
So much in those two words right now.
It's cool.
It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. You know what? Honestly, I'm so happy that I have somebody to not be. I'm glad I'm not alone. And obviously, I love my fiance, and we're good. But it is different to go from, we had two separate lives out of the house, and then we would come home, and then we would, be together.
Yeah.
And we're both at the crib now, so we just chilling, and we making sure we're spending our time in a room and in a living room separately every once in, throughout the day, and then we'll come together at some point. But I don't think this situation has given me clarity to the point where I realize like how slow my fiance eats popcorn now. And it annoys the hell out of me. And
that's
painful. And so
that's really tough.
That's where we are right now. It's just like, you gonna load the dishwasher like this again? the bowls go up top, sweetheart.
Wait, okay.
You almost
sold
that popcorn?
Well, right. To boomerang back to the popcorn, so the issue is speed. Because
it's,
So you're going just like at a blaze, like a breakneck rate.
Listen.
Just going through the bowl.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Let me ask both of you a question. If you're eating popcorn, how many kernels do you put in your mouth at a time? What do you think you put in your mouth at a time?
Oh, like probably five or six.
Yeah, okay. Like a fistful.
Yeah.
Okay. She's eating it one by one.
Ooh, okay.
One by one.
It's insane.
I'm concerned for your safety. I don't know if you're living with a normal person.
Yeah, this isn't about food. This is about
psychotic.
Sociology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is much deeper.
It's killing
me. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's killing me.
Okay.
And like, and we've been together for so long, but now is the time where I'm
that
realizing, like, this is some weird shit you're doing.
And this is for life.
Yeah, but surely she's discovered or recognized some interesting, surprising thing about you as well during this time, right?
I'm sure. I'm sure, but I refuse to ask what it is.
I'll ask.
So, yes, maybe I'll ask that. That's a good thing to do. I'm gonna ask her when this is over. So what's been annoying you so far?
You know,
and then just see where we stand.
There's that, you know, New York Times piece, the 36 questions to fall in love. And if you ask your partner all these questions, like on a first date or something, then like you may fall in love, or like it's very likely to happen. But I'm wondering now if couples quarantine could come up with a list of 36 questions to guarantee breakup or divorce.
And then what'd you learn about me?
What's that?
And it's just, what'd you learn about me in the quarantine?
Yeah. What'd you not know that you know now? Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. We'll be all good. We're fine. We're having a good time. But, you know, I do think that there's going to be a lot of divorces when this is over. Or
Isn't
a lot
that
of breakups.
Sad?
Which is very sad.
I know. Well, I've a friend of a friend of mine experienced a breakup with their long-term partner of like 9 years right before quarantine. Which you have to imagine, maybe it's a relief on some level, but it's gotta be mostly just devastating, right?
I mean, you know, listen.
Jackie's is like, probably, I don't know.
I don't think that's, you know, they might not be a bad person if they did that, or, you know, broke an engagement or something. Fine.
A friend of mine is like literally as this was all starting was in the process of divorcing her husband and finding a new place to live.
Oh my God.
And then this happened and they're just stuck together right now.
Oh my
and she
God.
Is she is and they're it's not like an abusive or they just don't like each other anymore.
Yeah.
And like she's miserable. She's just like,
can you
I
imagine?
Can't wait. I can't imagine. Like, I cannot imagine having to stay, especially when you were just about to leave. You know, the door is just right there, and you're just like, can't go across it. That sucks.
Yeah, I think I would go lick a doorknob at the grocery store. Because being in the hospital, at least you can't have visitors, you know, so you'll
That's
have
true.
A full...
might die. You might die, but, you know.
Hey, Caroline, I was going to ask you... What is that old-timey 1800s themed grocery store you've been going to with doorknobs instead of automatic doors like? It is a cool like kind of pop-up.
You know what I was
actually
thinking of was like the handle on the milk door, you know, because I saw the grocery guy wiping those down like
nasty.
A lot.
Yeah.
I hope not. Yeah.
I
was listening to Esther Perel still doing her podcast about couples where she does couples therapy like with real people. And she just did one with a couple in that same situation that was like divorcing. And then they had to lock down and they have kids too. And they just like borderline loathe each other. And also the husband already has a new girlfriend that he wants to go visit. And the wife has to be like, you can't go visit her and then come back to our kids. Like, it's just not going to work that way. Like, you have to pick one or whatever. And he's like, fine. Woo.
Fine.
I'll
be here with the kids.
Fine. Yeah.
I know. There's so many layers.
Crazy.
And you know, like I almost get exhausted trying to acknowledge all the different layers of like privilege or things to be grateful for in this time. But it's like, one, to be with someone you love, even if they're annoying or they eat slow or something. But then two, you know what I mean? Like there's so many layers to it.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, no, it's great.
I have groceries and I can pay rent, or, you know, I have work I can do from home, or like I have the internet, or I, you know, don't want to kill the person I'm with, or like I get along with this person, or I'm alone, or I can take a walk, or I don't live in like New York or something like that where it feels particularly radioactive. It's just like, it's just wild to like consider all the ways that, you know, and not to diminish or denigrate anyone's like expression of like suffering or anxiety or depression or anything like that, but it's just like crazy to think about like how much worse it could be on like infinite dimensions of like thought in that sense. And it is funny to talk to people when they do just kind of own it. Like I was talking to a friend of mine who says like, hey, me and my wife can both work at home. I feel like I'm on a retreat right now. I'm having fun. And like, you know, while keeping all that stuff in mind of like, yes, we are privileged. But he's like, I'm on vacation right now in a way.
It's wild. You know, I will say that the one thing, and you know, I'm very grateful that she's very chill about this, but the one thing she's probably, my fiance is very annoyed by is, you know, being in a podcast game, and I'm also an actor, and I do a lot of voiceover work. Multiple times throughout the day and the week, I have to say, hey, can you go to another room and be quiet for the next 90 minutes?
So can you turn that down even more, yes, actually?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Hey, babe, you know, I'm on a Zoom thing and you streaming Netflix and it's slowing down the internet right now. So
oh my gosh, you kick around with Netflix?
So,
whereas
you know,
if I was a podcaster, spouse, or partner, I would welcome that. An adult nap time where you limit my access to the internet? Who wouldn't love that?
Yeah.
It's a timeout.
It's wild. It's wild. So, you know, bless her for that, because I'm sure it's getting very annoying how often I have to ask her, hey, so I'm going to need you to be quiet for the next 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, it's always something to look forward to, like the time whenever it comes, however many months or years it is in the future, when there is some sense of normalcy again. And the idea of like you almost miss the ability to miss a person, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh,
that's
I haven't seen
is.
You all day. Or like, it's been a couple of days because I've been on the road or been out doing a job or something. So like, you almost long to miss someone in that sense if you have like an overdose of time with them.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where we are right now. But we're still good. Good. Listen, before we started this, I was saying we're about to drive down to the beach and just sit in our car with the windows down and just soak up the ocean air. So we're still finding ways to like enjoy each other's company and then separate for a couple of hours when we need to.
Yeah,
that's good.
And there's
that's
always good. You can go on a walk, put a mask on and go on a walk outside in your neighborhood, something like that.
Yeah, I live around a whole bunch of horses too, and you know, I live in Burbank, like right next to
in
the
horse district. Yeah,
in the horse district. I live in that district, so
where
it's cool.
Secretariat,
yeah, where they make all the horses.
Seabiscuit retired there. Bojack's got a property there. Oh, I love
that's
Mr.
Really
Ed.
Nice.
Mr. Ed is still kicking.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? He's still alive.
Crazy.
Yeah, he is unfortunately very racist, and he comes out and yells at kids in the neighborhood.
Oh no.
I know. Well, it was a different time, Caroline.
Oh,
it was
man.
It's a different time. anybody who debuted in black and white, they're probably racist.
Isn't that crazy to think?
Even Don Knotts?
Anyone who debuted
probably
in black and white. Randy, I just think all lives matter.
Oh no. Oh yeah, he would be like pro blue.
Know. I've seen, you know, as of recording this, we're recording this on April the 20th, 2020. Happy 420, everybody. I know we're all blazed up right before this started.
Super blazed up.
But there's been a few little tiny little protests about reopening the country in certain areas like Virginia and Ohio. A movement that I've seen some people on Twitter called the No Lives Matter movement to get the economy started again.
That's so very clever.
So that's a little
bit super clever.
So they have some grievances, but Caroline, you said that you might also have...
Yeah, we have a really serious grievance.
Yeah, we have it. And Jacques, you can kind of moderate this and maybe like...
Okay. Okay.
Help us work through
this
right now.
I don't know if it's going to be hard to pick a side, Jacques, after I tell you what happened, but last week on the GCF account.
On the Instagram
when
account.
When he has a personal account.
Yes, I do.
And I'm sure a couple other finstas that he can do whatever the fuck he wants on.
No.
He opens up the live account on GCF. He goes live. He starts playing music on his piano, and he's playing like Christian stuff, which is kind of fun. But this bitch does it for an hour long, like a whole hour.
No,
he's
not
even taking requests. He's not answering questions. He's unbuttoned his shirt a little bit, and he's just glancing over at the camera here and there and like giving a little smirk and playing the goddamn piano. And like, listen, if this was any other time, you know, if this wasn't 2020, like go live, that would have been like, ooh, fun treat. This is kind of neat. Kevin showing his talents. But this is quarantine and everybody is live and we don't have time for this. And he does this on the account. And then I have to deal with this too. You know, that's the other problem. Mm-hmm. Like it was no problem if Kevin wants to go live on his KTP account as long as he wants. Everybody loves it. They're like dripping for it. That's fine. Ew. I'm all for that.
Oh, God.
But when it's on our account, you know, like this is for the show. And I'm a part of that. I'm at least 50% of that show, if not more. Yep. And I have to also deal with that and the blowback and the exhaustion and, you know, just the general the general feeling. And and I'll say as a final word, this is not a real argument. I actually do not care. And it was totally cool. But it was a really wrong thing to do. And we're really upset about it. And I don't. What do you think? What do we do here?
All right. So here's
I haven't presented my side at all yet.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and present your side.
Let's hear your side.
By the by.
Let's hear your side.
Let's just say, okay, so I felt like, you know, because I'd been going live a couple of times on my own personal account.
A couple times?
Okay. A few.
Two times? Was it just two, Kevin?
It was more than two. It was like, it was like maybe like six
every
or seven.
Day?
No, not every day. Not every day. Okay. Not every day. I've been going live and like just playing piano and sometimes talking to commenters. And then like another friend of mine would like crash the live and then we'd talk and just have a nice conversation. It's like, don't watch if you don't want to, obviously. But then I thought, hey, you know, I'm playing all these songs on piano. And wouldn't it be fun if I just did a live where it was only old CCM songs from the 90s or like gospel or worship songs that people remember? And I'm like, well, the people on my personal account, like some of them would like it, but a good chunk of them, it would not be for them. And then I realized, like, I have access to an account that is for a show specifically just about that. So I thought that would be nicely suited for that in a way that I'm not like spamming the rest of the people.
Because you must play live. So if we must do that, then that would be the better account for that.
Hey, Caroline, if one of the side effects of coronavirus is being nice to your friends, I hope you get it.
I hope you do, too.
Okay.
Hey, all right. Hold on. I don't want you guys to be fighting. Don't be fighting.
Okay.
Now, let me say this.
Yes.
You both have valid points. Mm-hmm. You both have merit in your argument. If I was to make a decision on which one of you was right, though, I will have to say this. If it was your first time, Kevin, going live, and you decided, I'm going to go live and do something special for the GCF fans, then you unbutton the shirt, show a little bit of the chest hair.
It was hot that day.
You know what I'm saying? Put a pin at the top of the live feed saying, I'm just going to play y'all some music. This one is for the fans. Then, you know, I get that. But after hearing that you had already done this on your own account, 7 or 8 or about 15 or 20 times.
Yeah.
Every day, apparently.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Not every day. That is false.
Thank you.
Listen, you know, I'm just saying, it kind of feels like you were saying, hey, I'm showing this chest hair, I'm showing this talent on my own feed, but in case somebody else isn't getting it, let me go cross-pollinate this chest hair and this talent on another feed and see how much I can pull in. And you know, Kevin, I'm just saying, if we are talking about good Christian values, that's not of Christ, man. That's not of Christ. And you didn't ask Caroline if she wanted your chest to be shown on her.
That's correct.
On her feed.
He also didn't ask me if I'd even want to join.
Can I?
You didn't ask her if she wanted
to
join?
Wait, Kevin, hold on. Jackie's, that was gorgeous. That was fantastic. I think we could close it out, but you know, let's give Kevin a minute.
Just go ahead and give you a chance to rebuttal.
Oh my God.
I just want to say that I did think about asking Caroline if it would be okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, but you did not, though.
I did not ask her. I didn't cross that finish line, but I did think about it.
Now, at any point, in your own, like on your own feed, had you ever asked Caroline, did she want to join and be, you know, a part of your feed?
No, because I know she's an Instagram live snob. And when I said, would you ever go live? She said, no, I'm not a desperate loser.
I didn't say loser. I just said desperate.
You did say desperate, though.
All right, listen.
Come on.
I don't want you to not ever be able to do your thing on the GCF feed.
I just
think the next time you do it, you got to bring Caroline in on it. You got to limit it to 15 to 30 minutes at the most.
It was this is inaccurate. It was not an hour long, Caroline. It was not an hour long.
I'm sorry. I just skipped around.
It was more than 30 minutes.
The time thing did say like 58 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. See, less than an hour.
Wow.
Or promote it. Promote it next time and make it a thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know, Kevin, I don't want to beef with you. I don't like to beef with you. Either. You know, I don't get off on that.
No.
But I.
Now, I didn't tell you my final ruling. My final ruling is you guys do have to meet up and fight.
Okay. Damn. Wait, we have to break quarantine and fight, Jackies?
Yeah, you got to break quarantine and fight. But Kevin, your arms have to be tied behind your back.
Can't hit women. That's not cool, Kevin.
No, I would never. Oh, my gosh. No.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's a fair ruling, and I stand by that.
It's a fair ruling.
I will comply.
Because it's in your favor.
Oh, man. Wow. That was such a release. Guys. I feel a lot better.
The judge has spoken.
Okay, the judge. Actually, I'd like you to come back for one more thing, and this has nothing to do with anything else that we just talked about. Just something else I need to talk about that happened to me yesterday.
So
we went to go pick up some... fried chicken from a great place in Pasadena on the way to the beach yesterday. And the way the restaurant had worked it out was you pull up on the curb and you just like yell your name out and then they put it on a table and then you go to the table and pick it up. So you never have to get even close to them or touch them, anybody. And right as they put my order down on the table, this cab driver got out and he was going to pick up his order. And he was like, oh, is this yours? And he grabbed the bag, walked over to my car straight up to me and handed it to me. I mean, I couldn't stop him. Like it happened so fast, you know, I couldn't say no, don't. And he just did it anyway.
Yeah. Caroline, what do you want a ruling on here?
Now I want a ruling on, you know, is he a bad person or not? Because on the one hand, he was trying to help me.
Right.
On the other hand, he did endanger me.
I think, you know what I think he is? I think he is not so much that he's a bad person. I think he is an aloofer. He's the person that when you're parallel parking and he'll just stand there and watch and give you help when you don't want any.
That's exactly this
person.
It. That's exactly
and,
it.
And then when you shoot him a glare, he doesn't pick up on the hint and just leave you alone. So I think he didn't pick up on the hint that my niceness is not required right now. and for that, after you meet up Kevin and fight him the next day, I'm gonna set up the meet between you and the cab driver, and he will also have his hands tied behind his back.
Okay, and
you
I get
can
to fight
do with him,
him
okay. as you please. Yes. You can do with him as you please. You are 2-0 today.
Oh, okay, great. I feel like you're a fair judge. I appreciate
Thank
the time.
Oh, a fair judge. Oh,
I can tell you're a veteran in the courts.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I really appreciate
Is
that.
Is this a
Thank
new
you.
Segment
Thank
called you. Judge Jackie's Executioner? Judge yes. Jackie's and Sexecutioner.
Perhaps. Yes.
Wonderful.
It's going to be debuting on CBS
All
next
access.
Week.
I will watch.
Yes. Coming on right after Judge Judy.
I love that. Oh, I love that so much. Oh, boy. Well, it was good catching up on quarantine stuff. I'm glad you and your fiance are safe and okay. Living next to racist Mr. Ed in Burbank.
Man, it's tough. It's a tough life, but we making it. We making it. Are you guys good? I feel like, are you guys doing okay? You guys making it all good?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been, it's been fun exercising and trying to run around. Although that's going to get so bad this week when it is like 95 and I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, because I haven't felt a shortage of things to do, I feel pretty occupied. Even like being able to like do calls like this and talk to people, and it is like work kind of, but just like having tasks rather than like just amorphous, like formless nothing every day, like some people have that are like furloughed or unemployed or in like tougher situations, or like our students and they're doing classes at home. It's been nice to have some semblance of structure and, you know, a lot of kind people reaching out and to reach out to. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's cool.
And freaking video games.
You got a PlayStation. You got a PlayStation.
I got a game.
I can't believe it.
Listen.
I'm the person I said I would never be, and here I am.
Oh, you bought a PlayStation that you didn't have already?
I might have. It's possible.
Now, this I think is a really interesting question. I am curious, like, what are people buying right now? You know, because, like, we're all kind of like, oh, I shouldn't be buying anything. I might have no economic insecurity, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
I have bought a shit ton of like audio video equipment.
Wow,
like
I bought really?
That's
okay.
For work. That's
I've
great.
Bought like yeah, I guess so. But like I've updated everything that didn't need to be updated. Like so now I have two better mics. I just bought a new fucking computer. I'm so mad at myself for that.
Ooh, wow.
I bought like a mic stand. I bought a whole computer. And now granted, I have a 9-year-old computer and a Chromebook. And this Zoom life is not working.
No, so, if that was slowing you down, especially right now, that is just like not right.
These are essential. These are not frivolous purchases. Yeah. You're doing responsible
I guess so.
Things.
But I am about to buy me some Jordans. I'm about to buy me some Jordans. And
another essential purchase. That documentary? Come on.
Yes.
Good grief.
Yes. Okay, Kevin got a PlayStation. I ordered like 5 lipsticks. Where am I wearing them to? I don't know. But my cat knocked one of them down the food destroyer in the sink. What's that called?
The disposal.
Thank you. Yeah.
Food destroyer. I think you're thinking of Scampi's nickname.
So she sent one of my favorite ones down there, and so then I ordered like a whole new set.
Hey, listen. All still got it. Listen, here's what I'm thinking. Whatever brings you a little semblance of happiness, take it.
Take it.
Even if it's spending money. Yeah. And when this is all over, then we can deal with the crippling debt that we're in. But, you know, during it, fuck it.
Last night I bought a healthy chunk of change worth of wall art for my apartment.
Ooh.
Which I've been putting off for my bedroom and for parts of my kitchen.
I'm excited to see what you got. It's a little friv, but it's also essential because you are in your apartment a lot more
now. That's the thing.
So
exactly.
If it feels unhappy in there, that's like not good for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's essential for
me. I also just bought a new router too for no reason.
Well, I heard about your internet problems when you have Netflix and Zoom going at the same time. So that actually was also important for your relationship.
Also essential. Also
an investment
Ozark
in your marriage.
Can wait.
Turn off the Ozark. That's a good one. I got some outdoor tables for my patio from IKEA.
Nice.
And a couple plant stands. Those I definitely didn't need. They
hey,
cute.
Listen.
You know what
you
I
did.
Just
plants
imagine.
Can't be on the floor.
I just imagine like you. I just imagine a child in poverty finding an iPhone and the only thing downloaded on it is this podcast episode.
Oh.
And it's an effort and it's just
Kevin.
Three people being like, I just bought this. Well, I just
No Kevin, stop.
I'm just kidding.
Can I,
they can't
can
listen
I tell you-
to it.
So
can I tell you guys? Can I tell you guys though? This is a shameful secret. Listen, everybody. You know, I know we're all Christians here, but every Christian has their one moment where they can live in sin and just ask for forgiveness afterwards.
Just one, yeah.
And so I bought this mic that I'm on right now, which yesterday was the first day I actually got to use it because I needed to buy new cords for it.
Good.
This mic came to me a week and a half ago. But when it came to me, the Amazon delivery driver delivered it to the wrong building altogether. Not even like the wrong apartment, just a completely different building. And so I was pissed because this is not cheap. And so I get on the phone with them because I, you know, they take the picture and I say, that's not my door. That's not even this apartment building. So I get on the phone. We locate it. I go knock on the person's door. I find it. I go knock on the person's door and they don't answer it. So they, in my mind, stole it.
Whoa.
So I'm upset. So I'm on the phone with Amazon like, you guys delivered it to the wrong place. They stole it. I know there's a lot going on right now.
You got Amazon on the phone?
I did.
Oh, Jeff, baby, you made a mistake.
They knew I was mad. They knew I was, yes. But look, they sent me a new one, and then they was like, and we'll also give you a $10 promotional credit. And I was like, hell you will. You're going to give me more than that. And so they gave me more than that. But then
you got them to give you more?
They at only $25. So they gave me $25 and they're sending me a new microphone.
Amazing.
Well, 2 hours later, because I wrote a note and put it under the person's door saying, you stole my microphone. Don't be a thief. Call me. And they did. And they gave me my microphone back. So I got this one. And Amazon is sending me another one. That I'm not going to take back. So, you know, that's
the
my quarantine
angry
shame.
Note is the funniest part.
I sent an angry note.
Don't be a thief.
Don't be a thief. But I'm about to steal from Amazon.
No, that's a Robin Hood. That's stealing from the rich.
That is absolutely Robin Hood.
Okay.
I'm stealing from Jeff Bezos.
I love justice. I love the crusade for justice to a point. We all have limits. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, that's a treat. Yeah. You know what? You're absolved. That's okay. You had your moment.
Thank you.
Fine Podcast forgives you of your sins.
And I know you are going to donate that extra microphone to a child in need.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine, like, the most worthless charity is, like, it's like a Tom's, but for, like, Zoom H6 recorders. And for every XLR cord you buy,
we
give three to a child to play jump rope with or something. I don't know. Something useless like that. Okay, well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
like.
To
feel as incredible as you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
I agree. First month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time for a new segment on the show. This is a segment we're going to call, Oh My God. That is David Crowder Band. That's like a worship band from Texas singing their song, Oh My God, which is a worship song, apparently. So this is Oh My God. So this is this is something new that we cooked up for the show. Here's the format, just as a recap for us all and for the listeners. In this format, I have chosen three songs for the panel to listen to that are not gospel, CCM, worship, or Christian in any way. They are secular songs, and the panel has listened to the songs before recording today to deconstruct them and to investigate whether or not God's grace has overcome even the most sinful of songwriters, and if the songs are, despite fleshly intentions, actually secretly about God. So you'll see this happen, like youth pastors and like pastors do this a lot, where it's like, The Matrix is actually the most Christian movie ever because Neo's Jesus and shit, you know, stuff like that. So we're going to do that with music. And so we're going to evaluate it on a scale of like, we're going to say it's either, oh my God, as in we're taking the Lord's name in vain and declaring the song is not blessed. It's sadly a part of this fallen world. Or we're going to give it an, oh my God, where it's about our God, confirming that Christ is working in these broken song vessels, and the songs are actually about our one true God, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Christ. Were you guys able to say, oh my God, when you were a kid?
No.
I wasn't.
No.
I was, but probably not often.
Yeah.
Like, you got an allowance of 2 a week.
I got two a week. I got 2 a week.
Yeah, what was the attitude towards like in your household, Carolyn?
It was kind of like, don't do it. You know, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. But I was also like the level of nerd child Christian too, where I was like self-censoring, I think more than anything else, of like, I can't live with myself.
I can't live with myself.
So I said gosh for a long time. Like I still, every once in a while, I'll catch myself saying, oh my God. And I'm like, whew. I'm being bad today.
Yeah, that was one of those wilder things to deprogram. I think gosh is still fun. It doesn't feel like heck, where it's like, why are you saying heck?
New drop.
Oh,
what's that?
No.
I think gosh is still fun.
Shut up. You can't new drop me. I have that power. You do not.
You know what I hate? I hate when my I have like a lot of religious people in my family, and some of my religious cousins, instead of like typing out the acronym LMAFO, they'll type out LMABO, and I'm just like, just fucking put the F. Like, you're not cursing.
Wait, what are they saying?
Laughing my butt off. Yeah. Also, they just put LMBO, and they just put LMBO.
Yeah.
No F. So same thing. It's just like, just say ass.
So funny.
Just say ass. You're not even saying it. It's just like,
LMBO is also how you tell the composer of Hamilton he has body odor. Lin-Manuel, body odor.
All right.
That was worth
it. For the live.
Wait, should I go on Instagram Live real quick and say that?
Yeah, say that.
Okay. I'll do that after the show. So we have three songs. of slightly different genres, and I'm wondering what if we have any existing relationships to this song. The first song is a song called Fix You by Coldplay. Fix You by Coldplay, which you may have heard in the television show The Newsroom.
Oh.
So I'm just gonna play a little clip of it, and then I'll also put the lyrics of it in our Zoom chat so we can look at it if we need to refer to it.
When you try your best but you don't succeed. When you get what you want but not what you need. When you feel so tired but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be? Will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Okay, so that's Fix You by Coldplay.
What a song. I love that song.
Really?
I do love it.
I do love that song. It's such a good song.
Do you remember listening to it when it came out? This song is now 15 years old. It came out in 2005.
Yeah, it came out like 2004 or 5. Okay.
4 or 5, yeah. It was on X and Y. When did that come out? That was like 2005, yeah.
Okay. Wow. It's such a great song. I love it.
Yeah, and it's also like aping a lot of the... Like the heavy organ, it does feel like it's going for a particular, like, even if it's not like literally gospel, like a churchy, some like a reverent sound in a lot of ways.
And then at the end of that song, when it ramps up and it gets, you know, it gets going, that's gospel be doing that.
Oh, yes.
So good.
Yes.
Yes.
So good.
Do you love this song, Caroline?
I take a long drive in my car. I do love that song. I think it's also like suited to the mood I'm in today, too. I'm like, yeah. I am trying my best.
Oh, yes, you are.
I am tired.
I do need to be fixed.
Lights will guide me home. Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If this is a song that's actually secretly a Christian song, then we have to assume that Chris Martin is doing a narrative trick that a lot of Christian songwriters do, in which they embody God. So it's writing from God's perspective. So he's saying, I will try to fix you. And the I is God in this song, if that's the case.
Listen, I'm going to go ahead and say that when a lot of people, you know, listen to this and don't think it has a presence of the Lord in it. And I'm going to say it does, because... You know, I first got introduced to this song watching a little show called The OC.
That's right. Yes, it was on that show. Oh my gosh.
It was a very sad episode. It was when Kirsten found out her father died and they were doing the montage. And it was, and listen, let me tell you something. The OC is where I first got introduced to an angel. And her name was Rachel Bilson. And
and
when this song came on, I was just like, this song is so heavenly, just like Rachel Bilson. And it was the Lord speaking to me saying, I will fix you, Jackie's. I will give you an angel in your life at some point, like a Rachel Bilson. And only God could know what I needed in 2005. And oh, he did, Lord, put that person in my life. Mm-hmm. And he took them away because she was not an angel. She was of the devil.
And then he said, I'll give you another angel, but the catch is her popcorn eating is going to be weird.
This was, but you know, in 2005, he gave me the angel and then took it away. But now, you know, I have my true angel.
The new angel.
But it all started from Fix You. That was a roundabout way to say that this song is of Christ.
I love that. I did not think I was going to come here today and hear how Rachel Bilson is sent from the Lord. And I'm convinced. That's not what I thought I was going to hear.
I love that.
You know what is clinching it for me?
Ew.
Is High Above or Down Below?
Heaven and Hell.
There's no mountain high enough, and there's no valley low enough. And I think I'm quoting the Bible when I say that you can't find God.
The book of Marvin Gaye.
Thank you.
Is where that passage came from.
There is a verse that's like, as east from the west, or I don't know, whatever. You know, like, just you can't get away from God.
That's very big brothery.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's from east or west, ain't no mountain high, from sea to shining sea, no, God low. Gonna get you.
RSBCT. This is a song from me.
I can Tina Turner translation. Yes.
Yes.
Chris Martin does have kind of a, I used to be Christian vibe to him.
Yeah, he does. He kind of has a I'm spiritual and follow me vibe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially those first couple of CDs or albums that Coldplay put out. So
very rooted in Judeo-Christian morality, though. I still see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the thing too, like the kind of elephant in the room with this song is that Coldplay pretty much influenced like 2 decades of worship music aesthetic after them.
It's true.
Like it was U2 for a bit, and then Coldplay became kind of the guiding light for like a Hillsong or a Bethel or like the ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Probably this song in particular has like been the template for 1,000 contemporary modern worship songs. So yeah, and it
is a spiritual song too.
Yeah,
I think it's a spiritual song. You know, it is not a. It is a very uplifting, sad song, but it is a good message behind it, I think, which is, hey, you know, you can be weak, I'll fix you. Or, you know, you can be whatever. Like, I'll help, whatever I can do to help you.
Whenever a woman is broken, there needs to be a man that comes and fixes her.
To me, it does. It's a little bit of a codependent anthem.
Right. Which I love.
Yes. I mean... Yes, that's exactly what I was just saying.
And good.
Right.
I think, isn't it like canonically this is about him helping Gwyneth Paltrow through her dad passing or something like that?
Mm. Oh, yes.
Nathan, he would know. He's like number one Coldplay guy.
Yeah, when writing the song, lead singer Martin originally intended to use a church style organ for the track, unable to gain access to the instrument, Martin instead used an old keyboard that his late father-in-law Bruce Paltrow gave to his daughter Gwyneth. Aww. And he said about the development of the song, my father-in-law Bruce bought this big keyboard before he died. No one had ever plugged it in. I plugged it in and there was an incredible sound I'd never heard before. All these songs poured from this one sound, something to inspire you and something takes over. It's very cloudy. Martin also noted that the song is probably the most important song we've ever written.
Wow.
Which is a wild thing to say.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
More than yellow?
This is their Ten Commandments, this song.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Thou shalt rock and fix you. Lights guide you home. Oh, yeah. And it is kind of the... it's almost like, Caroline, some of the songs we've talked about before on this show, where it's like... sort of adjacent to the fallen woman trope of like, she screwed up and she doesn't know, you know, what she's worth. And I'm going to tell her. And this is like, I'm literally going to fix this person. person.
Yeah.
So it's like calling the bluff of that. So to me.
Yeah. Although that might work me out of thinking this is a Christian song, because I don't know if that's usually God's message of like, I'm going to fix you. It's more of like, if you just believe and accept. Fill in the blank, you know, like who knows what'll happen, or it's not going to be easy, or you know, it's not going to be overnight.
Ooh, well, my grandmother would disagree.
Oh. she said God is fixing every day.
She will got, you know, her, you know, we talked a couple days ago, and she was just like, you know, this coronavirus, this isn't from God. But he's gonna use it to fix the world. I was just like, okay, Grandma, I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Bye.
That about wraps it up. Fix the world. Interesting. Okay.
You know how you have to like cripple someone before you fix them? Yes. You have to like break both of their legs before they're totally healed again. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Caroline, let's start with you. Is it an oh my God or an oh my God?
This is an oh my God.
Oh, it's a secular song.
And I think it's a secular song.
Oh, interesting.
God doesn't fix us. He saves us. He loves us.
Mm, okay.
And we must participate in the fixing or something.
I saw you channeling John Piper until your absolute uncertainty at the end of your sentence. And
If I was a Piper, I would have three rules like right off the bat, and they would all start with the same letter.
Jacques, is it an oh my God or an oh my God?
This one is an oh my God for me. Mm-hmm. This is a spiritual song. This is from Christ himself, you know. You know, listen, he may not say I need to fix you, but when you need him to fix you, he'll be there. Mm. And that's what this song is about. And also, like I said before, it was the song I was listening. I'm not going to say that story.
Rachel
again.
Bilson.
No.
Yes.
No, our episode like photo I was saying, is going to be Bilson for sure. For me personally, I'm going to say it is an oh my God for me. Even just aesthetically and instrumentation wise, it sounds like the song that's going to play as I slip off this mortal coil and float up to heaven in the clouds.
Wow.
And St. Peter's going to be like, hey, welcome home. Like that's what it's gonna sound like for sure.
Like when you bust through that final cloud to heaven, that's when the song drops.
We'll find it. The rainbow connection. Welcome to heaven, my friend.
Wait, Kermit's in heaven at the gate?
Yeah, he's Saint Peter.
There's a lot of implications there, but I love them all. Okay, so that's Fix You. We got song number two. Song number two is a song called The Reason by a band named Hoobastank.
Those things to you, and so
That is okay. The reason by Hoobastank. I've texted the lyrics into the Zoom chat for your reference. Pretty straightforward stuff. Hoobastank, a band that all of us still listen to. Their last album, Push Pull, in 2018, set the world ablaze once again.
Oh, really now?
We love them forever. No, I think Hoobastank's lasting legacy is the Galifianakis bit he does. Every time he hosts SNL, he says, "We got a great show for you tonight. Hoobastank is here." No, they're not here? All right, someone else is here. We'll be, he does it every time. So
I love
Hoobastank
it.
Is such a funny name that I never took the time to realize that they wrote this perfect song.
I truly, yeah, I didn't know Hoobastank wrote this until you texted. And I was like, oh, that's who this is? Like, I know the song, but yeah. I couldn't tell you who sang it until you told me today.
Wait, so you were both familiar with Hoobastank and The Reason as separate entities, but not as the same one?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
If you put a gun to my head and said, Jacquees, I want you to tell me, I'm going to ask you two questions. Who sings The Reason? And tell me a song that Hoobastank made. You would shoot me.
Oh, no.
You would shoot me. You shoot me twice.
What a cruel you would shoot me twice. Music trivia-oriented assassin, by the way.
Yeah, Hoobastank. Yeah, well, he's got it right, though. But Hoobastank, I always think of Hot Rod. You know, when he wakes up out of like being passed out, he just says, Hoobastank. And I love that
song. Oh, good pull. Yeah, so The Reason, this is a song that came out in 2003 from the eponymous album of the same name. I'm not a perfect person. There's many things I wish I didn't do, but I continue learning. I never meant to do those things to you. So before I say I have to go, I just want you to know I found a reason for me to change what used to be. Reason to start over new, and the reason is you. So this is very much in line with like Reliant K core to me, where it's like, I'm actually a dumb piece of shit and I'm trying. Like it feels very much of one piece of that and apologizing for a bad thing you've done, but also not only am I sorry, but also my entire reason for living is also you. So it's quite a claim.
Yeah. Now, how do you reconcile that he says, "I'll be the one to catch all your tears"?
Ooh,
that's about hands. That's about responsibly recycling rainwater.
Okay.
Because rain is God's tears.
That's right. Scientifically, we know that to be true.
I don't know. Like 2 months ago, I would have thought that was cute, but now I'm just like, I don't want to touch anybody's body fluid. That's how you get corona.
Yeah.
We all used to dream of catching tears back 2 months ago, back in Jan.
Fellas, you were always catching your lady's tears like, oh.
Never knew how much I'd miss it.
Yes.
You know, this song is so damn sad. It is so damn sad. And like I equate it to two moments in my life. I equate it to one time I was driving in the car with my mom and this song came on and she started singing it and I looked at her, I was like, damn, like what, who hurt you? Like what's wrong right now? I felt so bad for her. And I was just like, she is going through something right now.
Oh, no.
And I just didn't like it. And then the other one is I equate this song to cheating. Because that's how it sounds. It sounds like I'm not a perfect person, blah, blah, blah. I wish I didn't do these things to you. But
and
you're the only reason.
Avoidable.
Yeah, but you're the only reason I can live. Please forgive me. Please take me back. I'm sorry that I hurt you. Like, this is a trash-ass motherfucker. Like, this is a trash dude. This is a trash person who's saying this.
Yeah, because if it's not cheating, then you do wonder what the offense was, where he's like,
what is the offense?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, or just neglect, you know? Or
like,
or
I talked over you in a group of friends and I didn't let you be funny or something. You know, what did he do?
Yeah,
what
or I said, good one, after you said a joke or something like that.
Or like I chastise you for going on Instagram Live and really hurt your feelings a lot.
I put out there in a world that you eat popcorn one kernel at a time.
You know, but on the other hand, you don't hear a lot of like sincere apology songs.
That's true.
And the thing is that this could be a trash apology where they're like, I'm sorry if you felt like I meant that, but I didn't. But instead he says, I am learning. I am changing.
He's being sanctified every day.
Owning what I did.
That's right.
Yes, I am not perfect because I'm fallen, just like all of us are. But that's not an excuse. And I found a reason, and the reason is Jesus. You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, start that's what I'm saying. Like to love something and also ask for their forgiveness and also say, this is my entire reason for being. That sounds like God. Or if it's not God, it's making an idol out of someone. And isn't that irresponsible?
Mm-hmm. That's very irresponsible.
Certainly.
Think about that.
And it does echo the Apostle Paul by saying there's many things I wish I didn't do. We all remember that verse from Romans that says, I do not what I don't wish to do, and that which... Etc. So I think that's...
You're killing this Bible verse.
New Caroline translation. Wait, do you want me to really read it or do you want to just keep it at that? It's Romans 7:15.
I think we all got it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
It is Romans.
Yes. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
And I hear that echoed right here in these verses.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is this the Apostle Paul?
This is...
It's a song written from his perspective, like Jesus Christ Superstar from Judas's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't find Christ in this song, y'all. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Wow, I tried my hardest to pull you over, but I like that you're holding your ground.
Holding my ground.
That. Yeah.
I respect that a lot.
Holding your ground is of Christ.
Well, because, if it was, Jackie, holding your ground is of Christ, unfortunately. stand your ground, the Christian way. because if it is of Christ, it's saying like, I'm a dirtbag who cheated on you. So what's the equivalent of cheating on God? Is it like, I went to temple? Like, what is it? I mean, not God, Jesus, I guess. Oh, it's J&O is what Caroline's implying right now.
I mean, I think you sat down and you had a nice steak and wine with Judas. I think that's what this is. You had some steak and wine with Judas. And you know who wrote this song? Like the disciples who turned Jesus in, to the cross. Like that's who wrote this song.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a perfect person. sorry about the crucifixion. I'm not a perfect person.
Poe buddy's nerfed. Big mistake, my bad. But you came back, so like what's the big deal? Like,
can you be mad?
I don't know what you're so mad about.
Caroline, what do you give this song? Oh my God or Oh my God?
I give this an Oh my God. I think, this is definitely, you have strayed away from God. You've backslid into, watching dirty shows and reading novels and stuff like that. And you need to get back on track. But you're apologizing and you're growing and renewing and you're diving right back into the word.
Mm. I love that. All right, Jack Keys, what say you?
This song is an oh my God. It's not, it is just not of Christ. You know who sang this song? Y'all remember the show Boy Meets World and when Corey, hooked up with the girl from the ski lodge
and he kissed
her. You know, like this is the song that Corey was singing when he was trying to get Topanga back.
Yeah.
And when you got a Topanga, you don't cheat on Topanga now. You don't do that. And that's what this song reminds me of. It reminds me of just deviant behavior and cheating boys and whoever hurt my mama.
We didn't address that. I am so sorry. I'm still upset about whatever did that to your mom. That one made her learn all these words.
A six-part true crime podcast about them. Who hurt Jacquees's mama.
Who hurt Nicole Neal?
Who hurt her? Leave Nicole alone.
Now,
what do you think, Kevin?
Well, okay, so I didn't even say this, but my personal experience with it was I was describing to a buddy of mine in middle school a crush I had on a girl and all the things it was making me feel. And he's like, you should listen to this song. And it was this song. He's like, that's what you sound like right now. It's the way you're describing this girl.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, it is. and I owned it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. But that implies that you did something to wrong this girl, but you were just like...
No, he was mostly talking about the course. I fully just had a crush on
her. Oh, the reason to be is you. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, gotcha. I was a little 12-year-old. I was like, yeah. It's a little Gerbert looking mofo. I was like, I got a reason now.
The reason is you.
I sang at a talent show and won her back. Just kidding. So with that personal experience kind of coloring my own, I will give it an oh my God, because I can't think about God when I look at this song. I can only think of Kiki. Which was her name?
Kiki.
And we all know Kiki. Ain't from up above.
We've all got a Kiki in our lives in some form or fashion. All right.
Russell.
So the final song in our little mix today is a song called Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Dark Child 99.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady?
All right, this is Say My Name by Destiny's Child. Also from Houston, like me.
Yeah.
Ooh, Houston in the house.
Home of Beyonce and Kevin T. Porter.
And Renee Zellweger.
Live on, you know him from Live on Instagram.
Okay. That's like my credits I give when I'm on other shows. Say Live on Instagram.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, this is great.
So listen, Say My Name. I thought about this song and, you know, God loves it when we call upon his name. He instructs us to do it all the time. But also, we worship on the Good Christian Fun podcast a jealous God. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God."
Wow.
And so on and jealous. So forth. It also says in Exodus and a bunch of other places.
Wow. A
jealous God, yes.
So he's you jealous know? For us.
I you know, listen, first of all, anything that Beyonce does is of the Lord.
That's true. It is divine.
Mm-hmm. It's divine. You know, Beyonce, and let's put some respect on the mother Destiny's Children. You know, Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, and the rotating door of the fourth person before they finally said no.
Yeah, Pete Best.
Yes. But they all, you know, they all were given to us. And this, you know, Say My Name. Yes, it is Sam, you know, the Christ's name. He loves when you say his name. But what I'm going to equate it to is because, like all Christians, and I know you guys are the same, we all are and have saved ourselves for marriage. And this is the song that it is in our hearts when we finally get to, take the plunge to the other side of adulthood. And when, you know, it's Say My Name, say my, you can't say nobody's name before you're married, but after you marry, you can say that person's name as much as you want. And listen, that's of Christ. That is of Christ.
So, Jack Keys,
did y'all follow
you just
that?
Look at the title of the song.
This is
yeah. Say my name. Say my name.
This is an abstinence anthem for the ages.
This is an abstinence anthem. Yes. This is an you know, it's just like say my name, but only when you are married with your partner.
Only yeah, when you're married, on. Sex will not be scary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard. I don't know what you heard.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. Caroline, how's it hitting you?
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, I do love seeing this as sort of like a song that champions marriage, that champions the family values that we all have and care about. The bedrock of society and of community.
The bedrock before you make that bedrock.
That's the song you should have picked.
Oh my God. Now this song also takes me back to freshman year of college.
Tell me.
And I was the part of an a cappella group, and we got into Spring Sing, and we sang this thing on the big stage in front of thousands, and it was awesome. We danced.
Wait a minute. There is no way you were in college in 1998.
No, this would have been a throwback, right?
No, oh, it's a throwback. It was not a current song.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Uh-huh.
Caroline is 54 years old.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so back in the 90s, college was awesome. And to me, I mean, this song is about a vengeful fire of I have been wronged and I will be wronged no more. Mm-hmm. And you are running around on me, telling me lies, telling me this, telling me that. So I think this isn't a marriage anthem. I think this is a Christian telling off Satan.
Oh my god.
Because Satan's like, hey, how's your day? Hey, check out this porn I saw. Hey, you want to go bowling and
you know,
have some
Satan's
beer?
Sending his porn recommendations all the time.
And at first you're like, okay, this is cool. Yeah, porn and like, whoa, alcohol? That's awesome. Wow. I love that. This guy, he's keeping an eye out on me. You know, he's showing me what's going on. And then you realize you've been played. And your body is exhausted, and you find out Satan didn't even care about you, and he doesn't even really know you by name. He just calls you like pal, and then you realize he's only ever called you pal, and that's when you realize you need to tell him to move out of your house.
Wow, you know what?
But also, while you're moving out, say my name.
Say my name. Say my name. Show me some respect. Okay.
Wow. I mean, you further convinced me. You further convinced me.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this is like if Carmen, instead of saying Satan bite the dust, it's Satan say my name.
Instead. Call me ma'am.
I gotcha. Yeah, because it is. That is how the enemy loses, is by saying the sweet name of Jacques Neal and Kevin Porter and Caroline Ely. That's how he loses and we win when we get
this
in.
This is how I win.
This is how I win. This is how we win. I disagree. Wow, I love both of these interpretations of it, because to me, I was just taking it as a straight up kind of like the first time we were talking about like a Old Testament jealous God, like he's wiping people out, he's doing floods, and he's calling upon the people of Israel to say his name. I was doing a straight up biblical interpretation, but the paprika
people of Israel.
What's that?
People of Israel. We went back to the chosen.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
So, but I like the spice that both of you put on your interpretations.
I think there's merit in both of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, we have all three pretty good reads on it.
Okay.
And creative reads. So, Caroline, again, we'll go to you. Oh, my God, or oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And oh, my dark lord, get out.
But also make sure to name check me as you gather your things.
Show me some respect.
Yeah.
Jacques. Oh my God, or oh my God.
This one is an oh my God. And I would like to revise just very quickly, because I liked what Caroline said. So, you know, this song, when it first comes into your life, is about the devil and saying like, nah, get out of here and say my name on the way out. And then when you finally meet the one, you take this song back, and then it becomes about marriage. And you know, so it's a dual meaning song, you know, it's a dual meaning song, but all of it for Christ.
It's an arc. Oh my goodness gracious. I love this read. And I think because we all found such rich, wonderful things of the Lord to read into this song, I have to give it an oh my God. This is one of the most Christian songs we've ever listened to, is Say My Name by Destiny's Child. All right. Gang.
Oh, the Knowles family would be proud.
Especially proud. The dad.
Especially the dad.
What's all right. his name?
Matthew.
Matthew Knowles.
Matthew, biblical. Coincidence? Probably. all right, so that's been our first ever installment of Oh My God.
Wow.
Caroline, are you relieved that that's the only CCM we had to listen to today? Was that 6-second snippet?
You know, truthfully, I was like, we should do a topic next week. You know, like a real topic, like an old school.
Back, like dive into the...
Back in the CCM encyclopedia topic.
What was furlough? I know, it is funny. that is not a way that I've picked a topic before. Literally opening up the CCM encyclopedia and being like, okay, this one works. See who has like a juicy entry. But man, what a great time. But now...
I had a great time. I mean, I learned so much about what we thought was secular, and it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all of God's.
It's all
and
here.
If you can hear that music, maybe kind of in the background a little bit, that means it's time to dim the lights and light the candles and bring it down. And Jacques, we're not here... again, to give into our fleshly desires and promote ourselves and plug our projects and other podcasts and things like that. We're here to lift them up to the Lord. And we start, as per usual, with Caroline Ely.
You can lift me up to the Lord at Caroline's Farts, everywhere on the internet. I'm very excited about my lift up this week. Last night, Nate and I rented a little movie on Amazon Prime called The Gentleman with Matthew McConaughey, Charlie Hunnam, Colin Farrell, and all those yummy boys.
Jeremy
and
it Strong.
Was, oh, yeah, Jeremy Strong. Jeremy Strong in a hat the whole time, just the way he likes it. It was really good. It was like, it was shockingly fun. It kind of reminded me of like a much more violent Knives Out. It was great.
Oh, and I love wow. some Knives Out.
Yeah, very stylish, you know, and like a good narrative structure. It was fun. It was great.
Okay.
All okay. right, let me check out the Rotten Tomatoes of The Gentleman.
Why do you like this? Oh, let me make sure Rotten Tomatoes says it's okay.
Shut up. Oh, yeah, 74%. Okay, sounds good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's fresh. Yeah. That's fresh. That's a fresh tomato. That's a fresh tomato.
It's funny because you are the second person to advocate for The Gentleman to me this week.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Who was the other one?
That means you got to watch it.
My friend Nobeline said, I love The Gentleman.
I loved it.
She said, do you love Guy Ritchie movies? And I said, well, I adored Aladdin. The others, I could take or leave.
He directed Aladdin?
He directed the live-action Aladdin.
He directed Aladdin. And I liked Aladdin.
Good.
Okay.
That was good.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Caroline, for that fresh recommendation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We turn it to Jackie.
Yes.
Okay. You can lift me up at Jacques Neal on everything.
Oh yeah.
You can also lift up Culture Kings on anything yes. you listen to.
Hell yeah. Now on Earwolf. Wasn't the case last time you were here.
Yeah, on Earwolf Network now, so mm-hmm. that's all cool. And if there's something I can lift up that I think you should also lift up, is this new documentary that debuted as of this recording yesterday on ESPN called The Last Dance. Listen, as a Chicago kid, and I grew up with Michael Jordan and the Bulls, a 10-part documentary about the last season of the Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan and Scotty and all of them. Mm. It is truly one of the best things I've seen in a minute. They debuted the first two episodes yesterday. If you watch the Made in America documentary about OJ,
mm-hmm.
it's done like that. It is very well done, just like that.
Wow.
Was. And yeah, it is good TV. The world was watching, and we're going to continue to watch every Sunday.
The world. Would you say even for someone that's not into sports, they'd enjoy it?
You'd like it.
I think so, yeah. Because it's more about like the psychology of someone who's the greatest ever, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like it's about all of the country and like that particular moment in time. Yeah, it's not sports specific, I think.
And the star of Space Jam, most importantly.
And the star of Space Jam. But and then also it's about that last season too, which, you know, you learn a lot of stuff about basically a great dynasty that got forced to break up, which is very interesting.
Like One Direction.
It's a good watch. Yep. The Bulls were One Direction before One Direction was One Direction.
Also, Obama's in the documentary.
He is in the documentary.
He's just a talking head. They just cut to him.
Oh,
sometimes
that's amazing.
He's like, well, I remember him, you know.
And his tag under it didn't say former president of the United States, says former Chicago resident Barack Obama.
Aww, cute. How humble.
We all miss him.
We miss you, Barack.
You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter, and I just want to lift up my live streams on Instagram. You can catch them at a random. Caroline, why are you beating your own microphone? That doesn't hurt me. It just makes me stronger.
So I hope it hurts your ears later during the edit.
Oh no. Kevin T. Porter's gone deaf after an editing accident in Pasadena, California. That would be so sad. Can you imagine if someone who like worked in podcasting went deaf? That'd be very sad.
You know what? Beethoven, he figured it out.
Oh, yeah. Was Beethoven deaf? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Toward the end of his life.
Yeah. And yet
Who
he
knew?
Could do all those fun things as that dog, messing it up for all the Charles Grodin, that family.
I know. Who knew he was deaf and was still listening to all those commands?
Those dogs are extraordinary.
Wow.
And you can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere on Twitter and Instagram. Go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun content every week. We put out another episode every Friday. And if you go to Apple Podcasts, not iTunes, and leave us a review, for every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity, and this month's charity is your local food banks. We're giving.
Do we still need reviews at this point?
Oh, honey, we always need reviews.
We do? God damn.
Wait, what? Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know. Aren't we like, we're not like a fresh new podcast, you know? Like, there's no chance we're like going to shoot to the top of the charts now.
Well, not with that attitude.
I mean, this was going to be the episode, but I, you know.
Don't get us there.
Yeah, you're really shooting this at the knees.
Dang, yeah. A lot of people had the review opened up.
I think my brother and me took like a year and a half or 2 years to pop. So, you know, there's late bloomers now.
Okay.
We're coming for you, office ladies. We're right on your heels.
See us creeping up the charts.
Jacques, thanks so much for joining us, bud. What a fun quarantine time.
Jacques, this is great. Thanks for giving us some time. And please thank your fiance for also giving us some time.
Yeah.
I will.
Munch some popcorn with her in her honor.
I will not be doing that, but she'll finally be able to speak now that I'm done.
Yay!
And there's nothing left to say except for an all of Pod's people said amen. Now we got to end with a little song I think we all remember, which has become a staple on our show.
Yes.
We can reenact it, us three.
Yes, I know. Oh, he's going to bring Elmo up?
Oh, here it is.
Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Melody.
Chuckies, you can be Kirk if you want.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go, here we go. Take me. Rain down, yes. Yes.
We have to wait till it really picks
feel
up.
Feel me.
Feel me.
Hallelujah. I feel it now, Vicky. I feel it now. Come on. Melodies.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Come on in here. Come on, say it with us. Melody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.